Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 7th, 2018. Welcome to day 687. So first up, Robert Mueller's office is expected to drop new details about Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort today. We'll be updating the post on the main website as necessary, but for now, for Cohen, federal prosecutors will submit a sentencing memorandum that outlines how much time Cohen should spend in prison for admitting to lying to Congress. Cohen will be sentenced next week and has agreed to cooperate with Mueller's team and prosecutors in Manhattan who are investigating the Trump's inner circle in exchange for leniency. As far as Manafort goes, Mueller's team pulled their plea deal with him, accusing him of repeatedly lying to them. Mueller's team also left open the possibility of filing new charges against Trump's former campaign chairman. Mueller's team is expected to disclose details about Manafort's lies later today. Trump, meanwhile, kicked off the day by attacking the Mueller investigation in a series of angry, error-laden tweets, alleging that Mueller is biased, full of conflicts of interest, and best friends with leakin' lion James Comey. The 8-tweet tirade, which did not include any supporting evidence for his claims, came hours before Mueller was set to deliver the important court filings I just mentioned in his cases against Cohen and Manafort. Trump claimed that his lawyers are preparing a major counter-report to rebut Mueller's findings in the investigation into possible coordination between Russia and Trump's 2016 campaign. According to Trump, his lawyers have already completed 87 pages, adding, quote, "obviously cannot complete until we see the final witch hunt report," end quote. Trump's statement contradicts Rudy Giuliani, who says he hasn't had time to consider drafting a response plan, let alone work on a counter-report. Giuliani added that he spent the summer answering Mueller's questions, describing the process as a nightmare that took about 3 weeks to do what normally would take 2 days. CNN, meanwhile, received a bomb threat and had to be evacuated as Trump attacked the media on Twitter as the enemy of the people. Trump's all-caps, "fake news, the enemy of the people" tweet was sent at 10:07 p.m. A short time later, Don Lemon abruptly went to commercial break as CNN's New York studio was evacuated because of a bomb threat. The New York Police Department said the threat was not substantiated. Trump appears to be responding to a report that the White House does not have a plan for how to respond to the Mueller report. And finally, John Kelly is expected to resign as chief of staff in the coming days. Trump and Kelly have reached an impasse lately, and neither sees the situation as tenable, as the two have also stopped speaking entirely in recent days. Nick Ayers, who currently serves as Mike Pence's chief of staff, is seen as a leading candidate to replace Kelly. And in the polls, NPR says 71% of Republicans believe Mueller's investigation is a witch hunt, while 82% of Democrats and 55% of independents see the investigation as fair. Overall, 54% of Americans believe the Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion with the Trump campaign is fair. And now to the notables. 1. George Papadopoulos was released from prison after serving 12 whole days for lying to investigators about his contacts with individuals tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign. 2. James Comey met behind closed doors with the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees today. 3. Trump named William Barr as his next Attorney General. If confirmed by the Senate, Barr will take over for Matthew Whitaker, who has served in an acting capacity since Jeff Sessions was forced out. 4. The Justice Department hasn't filed the required paperwork stating when Jeff Sessions left office officially. And 5. Trump nominated former Fox News anchor Heather Nauert as the next ambassador to the United Nations. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.